Bava Basra Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Basra Babli, Daf Kuf Samach Base. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Rav Base, 9 lines from the bottom of the page, Rav Idi. Rav Idi b'shem Rav Yirmiya, Halacha, Mukusha, Kachu, Koisev Shem, Hamalva, b'shem Haloive, b'shem Ha'idim, v'zman. Mekash Shoy v'choy v'koisev kein melamata. Rav Idi, quoting Rav Yirmiya, said the Halacha of a get Mukusha is that he writes the name of the lender, the borrower, the names of the witnesses, and the date. He ties it and then writes the same again underneath. Chashloima Shema Zayef. The question is, isn't there a concern that a person might insert any text he wishes at the end of the document because the witnesses only sign on the outside and don't need to read the inside of the document before they do so? Amuvuna la'olam ena idim choismim elamata adjikuboy melamalon ani ploini ben ploini mukubal alai kolakosov lemalon. Ravuna answers, no, the witnesses must read it first and declare this in writing when they sign. With Abba Bashem Rabbi Yirmiya, Srichim Ha'idim Shleiliyos V'choikim En Aksav Mokoim Shtei Shittim. Rabbi Abba, quoting Rabbi Yirmiya, says that the witnesses shouldn't sign two or more lines away from the text in order to give space for additions, and the Pnei Moshe adjusted the text as we said. Rav Idi Bashem Rabbi Yirmiya, Makusha Shekosu Eidav La'ochoi. Rabbi Idi, quoting Rabbi Yirmiya, says the witnesses will get Makusha sign along its length. Parsha Shekosu Eidav La'achboi, Ahin Melagoi, Vahin Melaba. The witnesses of a get pashut sign across its width underneath the text on the inside, whereas for a get makusha they sign on the outside. Amar Rav Manna, Ketzad Ha'idim Choismim Beget Makusha. Rav Manna asks this question, how do the witnesses sign on a get makusha? Amar Rav Huna, Bein Kesher LeKesher. Rav Huna answers, between one knot and the next. Amar Rav Idi, Uvad Shlo Yehei Ben Eidim Lashtar Mokim Shnei Shittin. Rav Idi says, in a get pashut it is valid as long as there's not a space of two lines between the witnesses and the document. Shimon bar Avava b'shem Rav Yochanan, chelek mokam shnei shittim le'inyan acher, afilu kolshu. Shimon bar Avava said in the name of Rav Yochanan, even if he wrote an unrelated text in the two-line space between the witnesses and the document, it's still invalid. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, masnisen amar kein, eid echad ivri ve'eid echad yevoni, ivri gabi yevoni, loy be'inyan acherhu. And the support here is Rav Shmuel Yitzhak from a Mishnah in Gittin. It says, concerning two documents written in parallel, if one witness signed the right document in Hebrew, right to left, and underneath it another one signed the left document in Greek, left to right, it's pasul. Because their signatures include their father's names, whose names will continue into the area underneath the other document to which they're not signing, the upper one's father's name is a break that cuts in between the document and the lower signature, and it's pasul.